It really doesn't matter whether Harper stays or goes. Bryce Harper, the celebrated superstar player of the Washington Nationals baseball team, is at the end of his contract this year, and next season will enter free agency. If you're even remotely a baseball fan, you've likely either been part of these conversations or heard them or asked these questions. Will the Nationals pony up the likely immense amount of money that it will take to keep Harper here, or will another team offer him more? At the end of this year, will Harper stay or will he go? This morning, I offer that it doesn't really matter whether Harper stays or goes, because Bryce Harper isn't the only factor in whether the Nationals win games. We saw that earlier this season already. Sure, he's a major contributor, but the rest of the team has to play too. Harper can't win games all on his own, which is why baseball is so magical, because there's really no way to play baseball by yourself. Unlike basketball, tennis, golf, and a whole host of other sports, baseball requires a team to work together to win games. And you need others to play at all. There's no one-on-one. There's no covering the whole field by yourself. No hitting yourself in from second, though that would be really awesome. Unlike some sports, it's almost impossible for one player to carry a team. It's possible that in the event nobody is hitting the ball, that a person could go to the plate and then hit a home run, but it's unlikely that that will win the game all on its own. Even Barry Bonds, who in 2001 hit a record high 73 home runs in a single season, could not carry his team on home runs alone. If you consider that season, 73 home runs, meant that on average he hit less than one home run for every two games. And that's an astounding number. While pitching is important, it will not win the game without solid fielding. Rarely do pitchers pitch perfect games, and even when they do, it's because they have good players behind them. Nobody can throw it past every single batter. And in order to get players out when they're on base, often one player must throw to another. Baseball is magical because it takes a team to play and a team to win, which is, I think, similar to the point that Paul is trying to make in his letter to the Philippians this morning. Life is magical, especially a life in Christ, because it's a team sport. We simply cannot go it alone. If, then, there is any encouragement in Christ, Paul says, any consolation from love, any sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. It's impossible to be a Christian on your own. You need others to play with you. Actually, it's impossible to be a human being all on your own. You need others to play with you. Some alone time can be good, but we're wired to be connected to one another. It's a point that Brené Brown makes in her book, Braving the Wilderness, the one that we just keep talking about because it is so good. She says that isolation is on the rise, and it's not good for our souls. We need folks to listen to us gripe about how unfair our boss is, or why all the other drivers on the road are awful, but not us. We need people to hold us when we cry and to remind us that we're not alone in our grief or our failure. People to remind us that we're not the only ones who have random strings of bad luck. We need people around when things are going well, too. All celebrations feel empty if there isn't anybody else around to share it with. Nobody likes winning a baseball game only to be greeted by silence because there aren't any fans in the stadium to hoot, holler, and cheer in revelry. Every success that we have is infinitely better when there are others around to enjoy it with us. Most importantly, as much as we can love ourselves, love is usually a shared event. There's nothing greater than to love and to be loved in return. Love that comes from a family member, a friend, or a significant other. Or love that comes from God. There's something magical about life, especially life in Christ, because it requires a good team who will play with you. A team whose manager is Christ and brings us all together, teaching us how to have one mind together. But let's be clear, having one mind does not mean having to play the same way. For far too long, Christianity has failed to play together as a team, forcing everybody to be a pitcher or a left fielder. Instead of allowing everybody to play their own positions in their own way, the church has dictated the precise angle at which to release the ball while throwing, or how wide your stance should be when you get to the plate, ensuring that everybody looked the same when they were on the field, that everybody played the same way, believed the same way. But I think that's not what it means to have the same mind in Christ. Instead, it's about playing with the same goal, making sure that plays are made together for the best possible outcome for the entire team. For us, that means seeing things through the same lens of compassion and love that Jesus sees them. Playing the game in a way that handles every situation with grace and humility. Jesus rarely handled two different groups of people the same way. Instead, he figured out the best way to prod each into a new way of thinking, a new way of loving, a new way of being, a way that is sacrificial and humble, a way that looks to the interest of others instead of pushing our own agenda. A way that encourages us to empty ourselves in the way that Christ did and to become servants. A way that goes into pain, suffering, humiliation, and even death. A way that creates space for joy and love. A way that celebrates the differences in playing style while uniting us for a common cause. A way that produces life instead of dismantling it with fear. A way that recognizes there's a bit of God in each of us. And it's only because of this God at work that we're able to follow Jesus at all. A way that is different from the ways of the world. A way that connects us to one another and to God. A way that ensures care for the least, the lost, and the forsaken. A way that works for the good of the team, not just a player or two. Even if you'd rather that the team look a little bit more like you. The way that Jesus lived and loved, the way that Jesus still lives and loves us, loves you. And so Paul says, let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. There is something magical about life, especially life in Christ, because it means that we play as a team, together with God, always.